You know, the media, they never show it. You ever notice you go home? They show me and about three people behind me. People left, right? Four stars. They end up 3+1. I love that, but no politician, I believe, has ever heard that chant. Really. We love somebody. Now think of it. Reagan, I love Reagan. He was a wonderful guy. You never heard the chant, we love Reagan. You never heard that. This started a few weeks ago, and it's amazing. And I appreciate it very much. I do. I appreciate it. I love this state. I love Georgia. You know, when you had the hurricane overdrive where it came in and wiped out a lot of your area, David Perdue is a fantastic guy who may be here someplace. But David Perdue called me, he said, you got to do me a favor. You got to help us with our farmers. So we gave them a hell of a lot of money. We helped. They got wiped out by a hurricane. You know, you don't hit too many hurricanes, right? But this was a big monster that hit Florida, hit a lot of different areas, hit Alabama. We took care of Alabama. We took care of Georgia. Took care of our farmers.
That's the President of the United States, Macon, Georgia. We'll try and go back to that speech. That's his third of the day in three different locations. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 4:31 as we check out the traffic cams here, and we've got hundreds of them. There's a lot of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Eastern, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Those lane restrictions there, 215 west at the 15 interchange, causing a little bit of congestion. Bunching through the resort corridor right now, Interstate 15 north at Hacienda near Allegiant Stadium, 15 south at Spring Mountain. And remember the road work on Interstate 15. It's not only affecting the northbound lane, but the southbound lane, both directions between Cheyenne and Craig, until 2021.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Former Jets and Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell signing with the Kansas City Chiefs, so he is going to be in the AFC West. ESPN reporting that the Raiders were one of three teams that talked to the Jets about trading for Bell, the other two teams being the Patriots and the Dolphins. None of the teams wanted to take on Bell's full contract, and with that, they were not able to work out a deal. He ends up being released and reportedly did not really consider the Raiders. His three finalists were the Chiefs in addition to the Bills and the Dolphins. Raiders off this weekend. They get back at it next Sunday when they match up against the Buccaneers. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. The president, believe it or not, it's 7:35 Eastern time right now in Macon, Georgia, and the president is still speaking. He was speaking this morning in Fort Myers, Florida, then this afternoon in Ocala, Florida, and now he's in Macon, Georgia. The president, if this is the pace that he's going to set, this is going to be nothing short of incredible. I want you to hear the president, and as much of it as we can bring you, we will. This is the president of the United States, Macon, Georgia. The president speaking now.
This last night, and I said goodbye. I said, great job, Savannah. You did wonderfully. Good job. But we got very high marks for that last night, but they thought it was very unfair that... That Sleepy Joe, who cannot answer a question, he really can't answer a question. Well, Chris Wallace protected him with me. I talked about the Moscow $3.5 million payment. I talked about the $1 billion. Chris Wallace wouldn't let the... He said, no, that's not appropriate. Why? You mean the guy's allowed to take $3.5 million and we're not allowed to talk to him about it? I'm telling you, that Biden family and others, but that Biden family is corrupt. It's a corrupt family. And with me and my kids, let me tell you, my kids... I'll tell you something, though. It's very, lock them up. You should lock them up. Lock up the Bidens. Lock up Hillary. Lock them up. Can you imagine if my kids did what this guy Hunter is doing? Ivanka. Oh, my beautiful, my wonderful Ivanka. She's a good kid. Can you imagine? And, you know, she's much smarter, much sharper. She could, if she wanted to, how could she do well? And Don and Eric and Tiffany, they're good kids. But, you know, we don't do things. It's like, boy, they'd make a fortune. Just think of it. And when you look at what they get away with, and by the way, Biden's brother, try that one. I won't go too deep in the family. I'm not looking to insult everybody. But honestly, in my opinion, it's a criminal enterprise. It's a criminal enterprise. He's like a vacuum cleaner. The father goes through and the son comes in a vacuum cleaner. Millions of dollars pouring in. And take a look at the way they live. 47 years he's a politician. He lives very well. Almost as well as Maxine Waters. You ever see her house? Maxine. Maxine Waters. What a beautiful house she lives in. I wonder how that happened. On election day, you can send a message that the fake news media can't get away with it any longer. We can't let them get away with it any longer. And these big tech companies, you know, it's funny because I've heard about the big tech companies. I didn't care too much. And I heard the power was unbelievable. And it's like 99% for the other side. And I kept hearing about big tech, the power, the power, the power. And I ran. I kept hearing it. You know, what the hell? In one ear, out the other. But I kept hearing. And we won. So I kept hearing after that, we won. And I said, well, wait a minute. If they're so powerful, how come we won, right? They were 100% against us. But now it's gotten worse and worse, and now they've gone crazy. They've gone crazy. How about our magnificent Kaylee, right? So Kaylee, I don't know what the word would be, I guess suspended, but they suspended her account because she posted an article from the New York Post, which is one of the largest papers in the country, which, by the way, I want to thank them. They've the one paper, they've really got guts. They're printing this stuff. They got to be making a fortune as much as they can make in that industry nowadays. But, you know, when you look at the failing New York Times and the Washington Post, they don't want to write about it. They don't want to write about it. This is the biggest political scandal. No, I'm sorry. It's the second biggest political scandal. The biggest political scandal, we caught them. That's when they spied on our campaign and tried to take down your president. But this is the second biggest political scandal. These are a bunch of bad people. And you think it's fun doing what I do, right? No, I had a great life, I want to tell you. I was doing well. I was having a lot of fun. But you know what? I would never give up what we've achieved. Think of what we've achieved. The other side. I mean, honestly, there are a lot of successful people. There are a lot of people that are successful. We've got a lot of them right here. A lot of successful people. But nobody in first 3.5 years, nobody, first 3.5 years, nobody has achieved in the history of our country what we've achieved with our military, with our tax cuts, with our regulation cuts, with all of the things that we've done. Nobody has done as much as we've done. Things like right to try, things like Space Force. Thank you very much.
That's the President of the United States, Macon, Georgia. That's live. We'll try and go back to that coming up after the break. Want to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Is it okay for pastors to discuss politics from behind the pulpit, and don't they have a responsibility to do so? A theologian and professor of biblical studies joins me.
Monday morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
See you later. Okay. So Dr. Pui is the best of the best of the leukemia doctors at St. Jude. And we very quickly found out how much he loves his patients. One of our first visits with Dr. Pui, he was kind of running through the protocol and naming off all the medications. And he said, but don't worry, you don't pay that. St. Jude pays that. Just to think, like, and what if they didn't?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll take you back to the president in just a minute, but I want you to hear, this is Howie Kurtz with Trace Gallagher this morning on the Fox News Channel. This is Cut 5, by the way. Kind of a review of the dueling town halls last night. Howie Kurtz, the media critic for Fox News Channel. This was Howie Kurtz with Trace Gallagher earlier this morning.
Well, I watched both simultaneously. It's like night and day. I mean, NBC's Savannah Guthrie came out like a boxer trying to draw blood. ABC's George Stephanopoulos, more like a polite round of golf. He has far fewer questions and deferred to the audience a lot, and they were mostly asking Biden friendly questions as well. Look, Guthrie came out with 20 straight minutes of in-your-face questions with the president, and while I'm a very big believer in aggressive interviews, her tone was such that it sounded often that she was debating President Trump. She was dismissive of some of her answers. And look, I think Savannah Guthrie was under pressure from the left, from some at NBC, from the liberals at MSNBC, from some of the actors and showrunners at the broadcast network who didn't even think NBC should be giving the president a town hall.
Yeah, and that's kind of the second question there, Howie, is because, you know, you had all this pushback from NBC people, employees saying, you know, the president should not be given this time. And then it turns out like this, right? This was this very combative town hall. On the flip side, you had no problem with ABC doing the Joe Biden town hall. The difference in tone when you hear Republicans spout this, you know, this whole bias thing, do you kind of get it a little bit, or do you think it's overplayed?
Well, this is exhibit 527 of a very uneven playing field. Now, you know, different networks, different styles. I get that. But by and large, even George Stephanopoulos was better than the CNN and MSNBC town halls of Joe Biden. He did ask a lot of substantive questions, mostly about policy, not challenging the former vice president's character or credibility. Didn't ask anything about the recent Hunter Biden story, for example. And the only time he really followed up repeatedly was when Biden continued to be evasive on this question of court packing and his plans for the Supreme Court. So when you talk about the culture clash here, I would say that it was Good Morning America as a kind of friendly tea party and the Today Show on steroids.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Now, I want you to hear just an example. This is Cut 4. An example of the kind of a montage of NBC and ABC town halls and how absolutely insane it was watching any of this stuff. This is Cut 4, a montage NBC and ABC town halls.
Do you say you don't know if you got a test on the day of the debate? Knowing what we know, shouldn't you have known better? Shouldn't the White House know better than to hold an event like that?
Well, people can decide for themselves. I don't take a position.
You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
How can you contain the pandemic without crushing the economy? And if you lose, what will that say to you about where America is today?
And that's what it was all about. It was instant gotcha. And that is incredibly sad. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you back to Macon, Georgia, the president of the United States. He just did 90 minutes, I think an hour and 25 minutes in Ocala, Florida. And now he's up on the stage in Macon, Georgia. This guy is like a wind-up doll. Except he never runs out of juice. Here we go, the president in Macon.
Believe it, I gave it back to the people of Maine. We're doing things that nobody's ever thought about doing, ever done. We went into take a look at Minneapolis. The place was burning down. The National Guard goes in. 30 minutes, would you say? Remember, they formed that beautiful scene. After watching this for a week and a half. And we want to do it with Portland. Portland would be so easy. Wise guys. They're just wise guys. These are wise guys in there. You know, you had the one guy who killed somebody in the street. Took him 3 days to arrest. I sent in the U.S. Marshals, you know? 15 minutes later, it was over. I said, why hasn't that guy been... They all knew who they were putting his picture up. I said, why hasn't he been arrested? Well, sir, they haven't... I said, really? You got another day. We sent in the U.S. Marshals in 15 minutes. We had the greatest law enforcement.
President Trump working to repeat his 2016 win in the state of Georgia.
There you go. That's the president. And the president, I hope he doesn't have another speech behind this one. I hope he doesn't. This is unbelievable. The President of the United States. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show. Weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees,
the wanna-eats,
and go behind the scenes.
Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5.
Las Vegas Rock
on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that has left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I want to take you to Cut 6. This is Rudy Giuliani talking about Hunter Biden and the Chinese deal. Outlined in that New York Post story. This is cut number 6. Rudy Giuliani earlier today on Fox. Here it is.
Tonight I want to ask you some questions about the China side of this story in particular.
Sure.
And what the deal was, as you understand it, that Hunter Biden struck there, that involved the State Bank of China, of the run by the communist government there, and explain the players in this deal. And we have a full screen here that shows one of the emails from James Gillier. So explain to people what you think was going on here.
Well, we have two deals that I've analyzed in China, and they're two very big ones. One is the investment in the Hunter Biden, Chris Hines, and Bolger private equity fund. It was owned by the vice president's son, the secretary of state's stepson, and the nephew, believe it or not, of Whitey Bolger. And Bohai Harvest is the name of it. And the Chinese government, over a period of time, through the Bank of China, committed $1.5 billion and became a partner. So essentially, while Joe Biden as vice president was negotiating with China, and I might say getting his head kicked in, contemporaneous reports will tell you that, even in the New York Times, he was losing on every point to China. His son, the Secretary of State stepson, and the nephew to one of the biggest organized criminals in America, got a $1.5 billion commitment to their totally useless private equity fund. It's at a time in which the emails and the pictures and that will demonstrate that Hunter Biden was seriously suffering from drug addiction. There's no doubt that China had all the pictures that I now have of him as a drug addict. He was continuously a drug addict from 2014 until as recently as 2020. He got kicked out of, you remember, he got kicked out of the Navy after only 2 months. His father pulled all kinds of strings to get him in at 40. You usually get in for some kind of specialty. They put him in public relations, hardly a specialty. And within 2 months, he couldn't stop taking crack cocaine. He failed. And his rebound was his father getting him the deal with Mykola Zloshevsky, mm-hmm. who was one of the most crooked men in Ukraine.
That is Rudy Giuliani. He is priceless. When we eventually lose Rudy Giuliani in the public eye, we are not going to be the better for it. Trust me. Stay where you are. We're going to be joined by Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilman, Ward 2. And we're going to talk about a number of evictions. We're going to talk about, and we're going to talk about when we should be reopening our schools. How close are we to reopening our schools? We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. If the president's still speaking, he might be. We'll go to him at 5:30. I mean, he's amazing. He's on his third speech in his third city. This guy does not get tired. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated